We're approaching our students right now to say, do you have an ASAP plan? Is that a possibility for you? We are not evicting students. That has never been the intent or the approach. We're asking them, do you have an ASAP plan? And if there is an exit possibility for you as a young adult, middle-aged adult, or older adult, which we have in Serval, what do you need to make that happen? Okay? I want to take a moment to thank the student services team who met early this morning, and we're already on it. We've already gathered information. We have spreadsheets. Those of you who are students in the audience, you were with us last night. We gathered information. We're already starting those plans. You're going to be contacted about any plans that you put on your document that you turned in last night to make those arrangements by plane, by train, by bus, if that is your option. We also ask students to weigh heavily the very concerns that Dr. Rains talked about. Is that truly an option for you? Okay, thinking about the unknowns. Are we going to infect others? Are we safer here? What are we going to do? That's an informed decision that every young adult student has to make in America right now, right? Okay, so what can we do to help? They were immediately on their phones, calling their parents, okay, trying to decide, is this an option for me? Do I need to do that? So, for the existing students right now, that's where we started. Again, the messaging issue is a little complicated because we'd love to communicate to the students who are on spring break. And the message that will be coming out has that message. So, the restriction a little bit on the messaging, you know, it's not getting out there. But when students call, we're answering them. And the message to those students who are already on spring break is if you can stay home, stay home, okay?